Welcome to the Beehive Archive, a two-minute look at some of the most pivotal and peculiar events in Utah's history. Utah's irrigation system of canals, ditches, and dams, and reservoirs are essential to the state's agricultural economy. But the system has long relied on humans to actually regulate the water. Each county assigned a water master to allocate and monitor individual water use to ensure fair access to the state's limited water supply. The water master's job was challenging and often made more difficult by the personalities of local farmers and their demands for increased water. The water master position began shortly after Mormon settlement in 1847. Communities initially looked to their church's leadership to serve in the role, often appointing the local bishop who made decisions based on appraisals of religious worthiness. In 1851, however, the new territorial legislature gave incorporated cities the authority to choose water masters. The shift to this more democratic arrangement was slow, but by the 1870s, towns were forming irrigation districts and appointing the water master at community meetings. Work for the appointee included traveling between farms and irrigation canals. Each farm had its own headgate and measuring weir, which controlled the flow of water into the farmer's land. Water masters carried a large measuring stick, one side marked with the usual 12 inches per foot, and the other divided the foot into tenths and hundredths. This stick measured the flow and depth of the water, and was the water master's most important tool because it gauged necessary adjustments or repairs to the water supply. In theory, only the water master was authorized to adjust the flow of water through the headgate, but this was on the honor system. Despite clear regulations, many farmers spent hours and late nights attempting to get more than their fair share of the water. Opening the headgate a little wider, also known as midnight irrigating, was especially problematic during periods of drought. The position of water master was well respected, but their work was often thankless. In many cases, the job required reasoning with angry and desperate farmers to keep the peace. A human face was valuable to encourage fair regulation of water in ways which serve both the individual and the community. Even today, water masters guard this shared community resource and irrigation systems all over Utah. Find sources and past episodes of the Beehive Archive at utahhumanities.org. For the Beehive Archive, a production of Utah Humanities, I'm Megan Weiss.